Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What vibe are we doing? Disco. We haven't done disco, have we?
Okay. It's the final episode of the series, but we'll be back. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
Oh, hello. Good evening and welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. We don't have all the answers, but we do have some questions. Like, have I got angina or is it indigestion? Does a snail sleep and can Lucozade kill you? What is a gnu? And is a kayak the same as a canoe? Bop, 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 bop. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. What is it? It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the HSP. Yes. Hello. Hello. Hola. And welcome to the HSP.
HSP. Rebrand.
It's the HSP. This is just one way to enjoy the benefits of the Horn Section. You can also dip into our wide-ranging back catalogue, courtesy of the Bandcamp on the internet. You can see us on tour. Tickets are available via thehornsection.com, or you can see us individually in Walthamstow, Hastings, Chesham, and wherever Mark lives now. I think it might be still in the New Cross area, but we haven't been invited round yet. Edwin van der Sheldrake, please give us some triumphant piano. Guys, this is the final episode of this mini-season of the podcast.
Wow.
But we've heard that people want more.
Who told you?
No, sorry. We've heard that people want Morse. People really like Inspector Morse. We can't give you Inspector Morse. It's a different genre of entertainment. But we can at last give you the potato episode!
Yay! I never
yes.
thought it happened.
Hello and welcome to the potato episode of the Horn Section Podcast, HSP. Potato fans, this is for you. We've spent the last 12 years writing and researching this project. And I can tell you now, you will never have a better 25 minutes in your entire lives.
Alex, sorry to interrupt, but I've just received an important message.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, everyone. Oh, obviously that means we can't do it today. There is no way around that, and I'm truly sorry. Will, please can you lift our moods with a song about a lion?
Yep, here we go.
As the majestic lion treads through the grasslands, eyeing his prey, graceful he stands. A perfect silhouette out on the plains, with his muscular body and his mane trousers. Are these your main trousers? Yes, they're definitely my main ones. I've got probably four pairs, stripy, spotty, and some plain ones. But yes, I can confirm that these ones probably are my main ones. Yes, he can confirm that these ones probably are his main ones. He'd wear them every day, but what would people say? He wore them trousers yesterday, the fly might rip, the pleat might fray. But normally when he can, he wears these trousers, that's the plan. Trousers, wowzers, not any old ones, his main ones. A perfect silhouette out on the plains, with his muscular body and his main accessory. His muscular body and his main accessory, which is a hip flask. His main accessory is a hip flask. It's not his only accessory, but it's his main one. Is that your main accessory? Yes, it definitely is my main one. I've got probably six ones, a neck chain, probably, and a wristwatch. But yes, I can confirm that this one has to be my main one. Yes, he can confirm that this one has to be his main one. He'd use it every day, but what would people say? He drank that whiskey yesterday, he shouldn't sip, not at midday. But normally when he can, he sips his hip flask, that's the plan. Hip flask, top class, not any old one, his main one. A perfect silhouette out on the plains, with his muscular body and his main fags. His muscular body and his main fags. Are these your main fags? Yes, they're definitely my main ones. I've got probably four packs Marlboro, Camel, Lady Jane ones. But yep, I can confirm that these ones probably are my main ones. Yes, he can confirm that these ones probably are his main ones. He'd smoke them every day, but what would people say? He stank of nicotine yesterday, he risks inflaming his airway. But normally when he can, he smokes these fags, that's the plan. Don't brag, they're just fags, but not any old ones, his main ones.
Thanks, Will. And guys, I've got to tell you, that song has just been nominated for a Brit Award.
Whoa.
Well done, Will.
Deservedly so.
It's in the alternative / rock category. And Will, you're also up for International Artist of the Year. So best of luck this year.
You're up against, if you get that.
Yeah, you're up against your old chum, Taylor Swift. So you're going to need a lot of luck. But I think you can do it.
Thanks.
Have you thought of your speech? You should have something worked out in case.
What are you going to wear?
Yeah.
Just wear that.
Yeah, just say
smart,
that.
Smart cash.
Yeah.
Smart cash.
You've got a lovely blazer, haven't you? I'm definitely more of a collie than a Swifty, for what it's worth.
Right.
Oh, a collie than a Swifty. Yeah, a collie. Yeah.
I thought you said collie. Like.
No, we didn't
understand. But no, I mean, I'm more of a dog than a bird.
I'll tell you what I'm feeling. Happy, but not just because of Will's stupid song, also because soon I get to go to America for work.
Wow.
What?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and to celebrate, I've written a short song by Westlife. Ready? Everybody's looking for that something. One thing that makes it all complete. For me, it starts at Luton Airport, a place where I can wander free. Some find it in the duty-free queue. Some find it in the Burger King. Who can deny the joy it brings when you do that special thing? You're flying without kids. That's it. That's the end of that. I'm going to play without my children.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah. Guys, who wants a quick game of Don't Stop the Music, for goodness sake?
Yes, please.
Yeah? Quite hard to sing that song, that Westlife song.
It's very slow, isn't it?
You made it sound easy, I thought. Really? Absolutely beautiful, yeah.
Joe, please sing the theme tune to Don't Stop the Music, for goodness sake, over Mark's whistling.
Okay. Don't stop the music. Oh, please don't stop. Don't stop the music. No, don't stop. Don't stop the music. Don't stop.
When you did stop the music.
No, we did.
The full name is Don't Stop the Music, for goodness sake, but that's fine. In this game, little Edward Scissordrake will play his little piano. I will then say the first word of a song, and one at a time, from Joe all the way around to Ed, you must sing the next word of the song. They're really common songs. Mm. And we're going to see how far into a song we get. If you break the chain, you're out. See who can last longest in the song. Make sense?
Yeah, good game.
Perfect. If you struggle with the word, I'll give you the first letter of it.
Yeah,
be fine. We're starting with I'm Too Sexy by Right Said.
Oh, God.
So if you can play some, just doesn't matter what you play. But we're gonna see how far around the circle we can go. See how well we know I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Frank.
Maybe we won't get far, that's my prediction. But maybe we could just keep going when we're not sure.
Here we go. I'm too
sexy
for
my
shirt. Begins with L. Life. It's love. You're out, Ed. Too
sexy
for
my we might have to time you out. It begins with L.
That is not the same as the last one. Love.
It is love. Loves.
Too.
Nope. You're out, Mark.
Yes.
Loves. Begins with G, the next word. This might be the end of where we go to in the song. Loves.
Gone.
He's out. Loves.
Great.
It's not your turn.
No,
loves.
Good.
You're out. Will, you've won the game.
Oh, great.
By David. Loves going to leave me. Right, next song. Very good from you, piano man.
I think it would help to have the actual song underneath us.
Yeah, but, well, can you play Maggie May by Rod Stewart?
Yep.
We got Maggie.
Here we go. Next one. Wake up. Wake
up, Maggie.
I
smell.
We've lost. It's not Wake Up, Maggie. I smell. Wake up, Maggie. I Ed. What? Wake up, Maggie. I
love you.
No, you're out. Think.
I
smell.
So it's
burning.
It's Ben versus Mark. Wake up, Maggie. I think I
like I have.
Well, no, I can't give you that. It begins with G. I think
got.
I
yeah,
got.
But he said I've got
something
to
say
to
you.
It's
late
and.
No. Ben, you win.
September.
It's September. Yay. I really should be back at school because, well, that's worrying. Right. we're going to do Queen now. Do you know how to play Another One Bites the Dust?
Yep.
Let's do it. Steve.
Steve?
It starts, the first word of Another One Bites the Dust is Steve.
Is it?
Yeah, genuinely.
Is it?
Yep. W is the next word.
What?
No, you're out. Steve.
Was?
No.
Right.
Oh, R.I.P. Steve.
Wanker.
Pun?
Wanker.
Wanker, no, it's not Steve Wanker.
Wanker. Another one bites the
Ed, if you get this, you win a point. Steve. Steve.
Don't.
Steve walked warily down the street.
Steve
walks warily down the street. That's how it begins.
Can't be the lyric.
I promise you it is.
That's what you've Googled.
Did you check it?
Yes. Steve walks warily down
confirms,
the street.
Sound Joe confirms.
With the brim pulled way down low.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Right. Do you want one more or two more?
Yeah,
two.
Okay, let's do Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
Mm. Oh, I know, actually, I do know this one.
Do we want to start with all the stuff like
it's one of our new country tunes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, this is not an easy one, but okay. Are we starting with all the words before the song gets going?
No.
So we'll start straight on the I'll get us into it. Yes, it's so crazy right now. Most incredibly, it's your girl B. Yes, it's your boy Young. You ready? Uh-oh, etc. History in the making. Part 2, it's so crazy right now. Here we go. Oh, 1, 2, 3. I begins with L.
Love.
Nope, you're out.
Like.
Nope, nearly.
Lick.
Still nearly, but no.
Lantern.
Lantern. Come on, Ed. Crazy in Love by Beyoncé. I've got 4 pages of lyrics for this.
I think we could get it. I reckon we can get it together if we just get the first few.
I
look.
Yes, he knows the song. I look and your turn again, Ed. I look and
I wonder,
stare so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. Right, the last one.
Oh, no, maybe I wouldn't have got that.
I don't reckon Beyoncé would have got that.
Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
Hmm. Now we're talking.
We know this. Come on, we know this. Yep. And do you know the tune for Rolling in the Deep by Adele?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, if you play that, then we can also... It will make it easier if you play the right music. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's Mark. There's... Begins with A. There's...
A.
Correct. There's a...
Submarine.
Begins with F. Begins with F. There's a...
Submarine.
It's a very...
Fire.
It is fire, but Joe, fire. You've got to say fire, then you stay in.
Fire.
There's a fire.
Bursting.
No, begin with S. Begin with S. S. S.
Starting.
Starting.
Starting, you're right. There's a fire starting.
In.
In.
My.
Heart.
Woo!
Come on, guys. We're going to do the whole
song. Yeah, we got around.
There's a fire starting in my heart. Begin with R.
Raging.
Close. I can't
reaching,
give it.
Reaching.
It's Reed is reaching just in time. Reaching begins with A.
Around. Oh. And.
Begins with A.
And.
It's even.
A.
Reaching.
A.
A.
A is correct. A. Yeah. It's more likely to be than reaching and. Reaching A begins with F.
Fridge.
Yeah, it is a temperature. It's a type of temperature.
Feet.
Fever.
Fever.
Yes, you got it. Reaching a fever. Begins with P. Reaching a fever.
Pitch.
Pitch. Begins with I.
So excited.
I. No. It's. You're out. Bringing. Bringing.
A.
No. Begins with M. It's bringing.
Me.
Me. Begins with O.
Up.
Out.
Out. I've been out.
Of. No, she's missed out of. Out.
There.
Begins with T.
That.
The. You're out. Bringing me out the
dark.
We have finished. Okay, I can't do any more.
I don't reckon Adele could have done that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Great all-round play today, but the winner was Will.
Thanks.
Aww. You win a green T-shirt, and can we have some very sexy music from the saxophone? Because there's some exciting news.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The green. Yeah. Jeremy is modelling the T-shirt today. Come on in, Jeremy.
Whoa.
Whoa. As you can see, it's a lovely cut. It's tight, but it's not too tight. What a lovely shade of green. I'd call that lime green. Thanks, Jeremy. Off you go. Thanks, Jeremy.
Gorgeous.
Wow. Okay. Song time. This one is called The Stick. I wrote the words. Joe then got the words, wrote the music, and changed the words. And that's how it works, the horn section.
I'm outside my house, sitting on grass. I should be inside my house, but I'm here on my ass. My key's in the house, so I'm feeling forlorn. There's damp on my ass, where I'm feeling the Lord. Why must I suffer such shame? I don't have my house keys, and I know that I'm not to blame. I said to my wife, can I go to the pub? She said, yes, if you want, you could even get grub. She said, lock yourself out. I said, really, are you sure? She said, don't ask again. So I slammed the front door. Why must I suffer such shame? I don't have my house key, but I know that I'm not to blame. I called up to the window, I've locked myself out. She did not let me in, though. She said, why are you locked out? 'Cause you told me to, that's what I heard you shout. But she claimed that she had said, knock yourself out. This made more sense, so I looked about. I found a big rock, this could help me out. I aimed at the lock to try to get in, but she opened the door, 'cause she heard the din. Well, the door hit the rock, then the rock hit my head. I fell to the floor, but I wasn't quite dead. I gave quite a shout, 'cause blood had been shed. But I'd knocked myself out, I had done what she said. It all seems such a shame, I'm not far off dead, but I know that I'm not to blame.
And cut there, cut there. Great take, everyone, and that's dinner. Back on cans in 1 hour. Hey, Mark. Mark, what really gets you a goat? Interesting question, isn't it?
Very interesting question.
Yeah. Okay. Ben, what salts your apples?
Grandma.
Okay. Joe, what harsh is your buzz?
I'm talking my turnips.
Will, what chaps your ass?
Just any good news, really, you know.
And Edgar Allan Sheldrake, what whips your nay-nays?
People who put their feet on the seats on the train.
Yeah. You know what kills my groove? All the bloody problems in the world. Oh, I've got news, guys. I've got news. We've got a song now about booze and shoes. Okay. And that was the booze and shoes news. Here it comes.
Sandals and shandy, slippers and brandy. These are the rules if you want to live life to the full. Traders and lager, flip-flops and pina colada. This is the way to bring happiness into the day. Booze and shoes, be sure to choose the right booze for the right shoes. Scrumpy and bed socks, loafers and eggnog. When you're having a drink, make sure your plates of meat are in sync. It's heels and vodka, and schnapps with your clogs on. Brown boots and bitter, Esper.
class ending. What,
oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Amazing song.
Very, very satisfying.
You
that
would
was.
Cry too if ah. it happened yeah. too.
Well, I had a different one. I had My Name is Michael Caine. I thought it was a bit like that, the Madness song.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's ripped off a couple of...
it sounds like a Divine Comedy to me, that one.
Yeah, but a cross between the two, man.
A lot of wonderful influences. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
And you wear them on your sleeve.
Oh, look, in episode 4, Ben introduced us to a new game where we had to predict the punchlines to jokes. And there's been such a response, we're going to do it again. Beat me to the punch, beat me to the punch, beat me to the, beat me to the punch, beat me to the punch, beat me to the punch. Tell us a joke. Beat me to the punch, beat me to the punch, beat me to the punch. So, Ben, I don't think we need to explain it again.
No, we get it.
We just go straight in. But should we go reverse order this time? Do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay. Here it comes.
Do you want music again? Last time, Willip played his bass.
It was nice, wasn't it?
It was nice.
Same again, I think. It's like Seinfeld.
Now. Right. I think you stand a chance. Here we go. How do you say hello to a small Japanese dog?
So...
You can get it. You're going to get this, Alex.
Really?
Yes.
So what's small, hello in Japanese?
How do you say hello to a small Japanese dog?
Oh, yeah. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Yeah, that's a good joke. That's a good joke.
That is a good joke.
That is actually a good joke.
Thanks.
That's
a good
joke.
Thanks.
That's a good joke. Yeah. Joe, have you written a joke for this week?
Nah.
Okay, we move on to Mark.
Right, this is not a good joke, okay. And it takes quite a lot of investment. it's quite long. So,
come on, Mark.
2024 has been about self-care for me.
This is great.
This has been a cracker, isn't it?
And I've been watching all the celebrities and health guys and health nuts doing ice baths every morning and sharing the results. They get a lot out of it. So I thought I would try it. So I thought I'd have a go, but it looked like it would be too cold and unpleasant. So I've just been having a warm bath every morning. Well, a hot bath every day. And then the results have been very good. But I felt I needed an online guru, so I found one online. His name was...
Oh, wow.
So it's a this pun...
Can I just check? Have you heard of jokes?
Yeah, I am.
So it's a pun on the name of a wellness guru.
Yeah.
Right.
Have we heard of the wellness guru?
Yeah, you will have done, because he did a TV show where they all did ice baths.
Ah!
Wim Hof.
Who?
Wim Hof.
Yeah. So no, there's actually never two, heard of two potential punchlines.
So Wim Hot?
Yes, that's one.
Wow.
Or...
Oh, my
God. Warm Hof. Yes. There we go. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Actually, yeah, I think because there's two, it's actually worth it.
Yeah, it's actually
worth doing.
Plowing through it. Yeah.
Wow. We plowed.
Funky again, please, Will. Mine's brief. Which actor quenches your thirst? Which actor quenches your thirst?
American actor?
American actor.
Male?
Male. Pretty famous. I can give you the film, one of the films he's been in, then you can hopefully get it. He was in...
This has been redacted. If you would like to hear the full version of the joke...
Please buy tickets to the Horn Section's hit show tour. All the information is available at thehornsection.com.
Yeah. Well done.
Oh, that was a good one.
Good one, Alex. That's one of your best.
Your turn, Ed. It's your turn.
Oh, God. I can't remember the setup.
Do you remember the punchline?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it the other way around?
Yes. Come on. No. What did the vicar say when somebody went into the church asking to go for a number two?
Piss be with you?
No. That's a number one, Alex.
Oh, good, number two. So it's something a vicar would normally say to people, but then what would he normally say?
It's, do you want a clue?
Yeah.
It's something in a church, a thing.
Oh, okay. Like, instead of a navvy, you'll be the knave.
Yeah. Not a place, though.
You can use the. So it's a thing. Is it a thing in the church?
Yeah.
A room or an object?
Object.
Oh, you could use the pulpit.
Oh, that's a good joke. It's not it. Though.
Yes, please use the pulpit.
The pulpit is perfect. It's a pit for poo.
Yeah.
Is it better than pulpit?
Apparently not.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What shape is the thing?
Seat shape.
Oh, the poo. You do it on the poo.
Oh, take a poo. Please take a poo.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. Right then, well, you've got to make this end on a climax.
Why was the gangster optician not worried when he lost all of the glasses?
The gangster optician.
Is it to do with
something about having contacts?
Oh, because he knew how to contact.
That's it, yeah. He had some contacts.
That's a good joke. It's a good joke.
It is.
Say it all in one go, Wilbur.
Yeah.
Why was the gangster optician not worried when he lost all of the glasses? He had some contacts.
Well done, Will. It was a nice way to end it.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a well done, Will.
Your career.
What a way to end the podcast. Hugely disappointing is what I've written. Still, it says here that you've been listening to the great Mark Brown, Will Collier, Edward van der Sheldrake, and Ben Reynolds and Joe Auckland. And the person who made this all possible is our Uncle Joe Walker. Uncle Joe Walker. And without your ears, there really would be no point. So thanks to you, the listener. We'll be back later in the year with more episodes because these have been quite fun. But do we have time for one final treat? Yes, we do. By demand, it's a song from the drummer, Benjamin Reynolds.
One, two, one, two, three.
Sunday, Monday, they are days.
Tuesday, Wednesday, they are days.
Thursday, Friday, also days.
The weekend comes,
two more days. Saturday and Sunday too.
These days are days.
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 Anyone else got anything to say?
No.
Got angry.
I had a lesson today, and one of the children said to me, as he walked out the door, he said, "I'll see you next week, unless something really bad happens." And I thought we could use that.
Yeah.
Might be quite a nice send-off for our podcast.
Yeah, and you can buy merch on the website. Yeah. Right, that's it. But one final thanks to all the Patreon donors. Thanks so much. Currently, you are...
If you've donated money to the Horn Section Patreon page... Thank you!
These, I think, are the people who've donated most recently.
If you became a patron after March the 8th, I'm sorry, you're not in this, but you will be in the future. Nikki, Louise McElwain, and thank you to Isaac Croft,
Molly Simpson, Anna Maria Hedman.
She was really generous, yeah.
Lisa W, James Norris.
No one of consequence,
that's their name. No one of consequence, no offence to anyone else. Also Nina.
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 Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.